Catching on. Page 26. Listening. After each number, you will hear two sentences, A and B. In each case, one sentence will contain one of the idioms from this lesson. In some cases, the two sentences will have the same meaning, and in other cases, they will not. Listen carefully. Then, circle the word same if you think the sentences have the same meaning, or different if you think they do not have the same meaning. You will be listening for the general meaning. The two sentences do not have to be exactly the same. Example. A. John is not very happy today. B. John is sad today. You should have circled same for the example because not very happy has the same general meaning as sad. Now do the other pairs of sentences. 1. A. Susan's boss will be arriving soon, and he wants to see her right away. B. Susan's boss is coming to work soon, but she probably won't have time to see him today. Two. A. One of the runners began the race too early. B. Runner number 12 jumped the gun at the start of the race. 3. A. Sylvie and I both think her teacher will believe her story about her homework. B. I just heard Sylvie's excuse about her homework, and I don't think she has a leg to stand on. 4. A. That's an advanced ski slope, so take it easy when you go down that hill. B. Since you're an advanced skier, you can go down that ski slope as fast as you like. 5. A. You need to pay attention to my instructions so you'll be able to find my house. B. You should listen carefully to me if you want to find my house easily. 6. A. Carlos brought the cat to his house because he pitied the animal. B. Carlos felt sorry for the poor lost cat, so he took the cat home with him. 7. A. It was a beautiful morning at the beach, and then, all of a sudden, dark clouds came in, and it began to rain. B. It was a beautiful day all day yesterday, until late at night, when it rained. 8. A. I know Anne, too, actually. She was a classmate of mine. B. Yes, I know Anne. In fact, she was in my history class last year.